Welcome, welcome, welcome. Vocal cords still working. I'm still working. My love to all of you. My love to all of you. And see what we can do today. This is another Inspired with Q. And I'll go over a few things today, all related to ascension. And before we start, maybe we will be inspired with a quick set of words from, this will be a repeat of Genesis. Now, why would a band call themselves Genesis? Interesting, huh? I love the topics today. Let me get through a couple words here so it gets us set up. Thank you for listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you for feeling information instead of listening. I love you very much. Home by the sea, home by the sea, home by the sea. Creeping up the blind side, shining up the wall, stealing through the dark of night, climbing through a window, stepping to the floor, checking to the left and the right, picking up the pieces, putting them away. Something doesn't feel quite right. Help me, someone, let me out of here. Then out of the dark was suddenly heard, welcome to the home by the sea. Coming out the woodwork through the open door, pushing from above and below. Shadows but no substance in the shape of men. Round and down and sideways they go. Adrift without direction, eyes that hold despair. Then as one, they sigh and they moan. Help us, someone, let us out of here. Living here so long on this earth, dreaming of the time we were free. So many years ago, before the time when we first heard, welcome to the home by the sea. Sit down, sit down, sit down. As we relive our lives, as we relive our lives in what we tell you. Images of sorrow, pictures of delight, things that go to make up a life. Endless days of summer, longer nights of gloom, waiting for the morning light. Scenes of unimportance, photos in a frame, things that go to make up a life. Things that go to make up a life. Help us, someone, let us out of here. Because living here so long on this earth, dreaming of the time we were free. Dreaming of the time we were free. So many years ago. Before the time when we first heard, welcome to the home by the sea. Sit down, as we relive our lives in what we tell you. Let us relive our lives in what we tell you. Sit down, because you won't get away. No, no, with us you will stay for the rest of your days. Sit down, as we relive our lives in what we tell you. Let us relive our lives in what we tell you. Sit down. So many years ago, before the time when we first heard, welcome to the home by the sea. All right, got her going. That's an amazing, amazing song for me, because if you ever do get the demo tracks for this song and others of Genesis, Phil Collins, what he would do is they'd create, because he was a drummer, he could create the backbone for the song in many cases, not necessarily as a priority. I don't want to speak for the whole band, but I'll speak for Phil at least. They'd get the backbone of the song made, and then the lyrics would come in last. And what he would do is he would just hum. I'm not convinced all songs were quite like this, but the way this particular artist would start the song, he would just hum before he made words. So the song's made, and it would be on record. And then he'd go behind the beat and go, la 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 la. And so he'd find his pitch and his tone, and then he'd marry the words, the story you want to sell. So you can actually see the spirit in him was primary focus. And then the words, you've got to use a lot of brain power to use analytics, enunciation to communicate, which of course reduces the volume of light in some cases, or at least the harmonics have to have consonants and so forth. So if you use that as an example, you can see it. But so I'll practice a little bit with you so you can prove me. Creeping up the blind side, shining up the wall, stealing through the dark of the night, climbing through a window, stepping on to the floor, checking to the left and the right, picking up the pieces, putting them away. Something doesn't feel quite right. Versus, and here's how the spirit likes to communicate through feeling, not necessarily with your vocals, but when you're in the higher dimensions, here's what it's like for your spirit. It just kind of flows. And so now that you've been indoctrinated in English language, is what I'm doing my best to explain last couple of shows, inspired with Q. Now watch when I don't use these analytical language, this linguistics. Ba 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 ba. And so you can see if we can start feeling information when we communicate, when we transmit, when we take in information, you'll get a lot more knowledge in your communication. So if you just listen, even though people are using the English language, you can feel their heart center if it's how much they're using in the brain. It's a couple opportunities there and suggestions I would give you is you can qualify if these are quality people you're around and living with, and certainly all of us love being in society and love people. So anyway, I hope that helps. And I'm always inspired to listen to myself again. It's not really, but that's how it works. Is how much of our, are we going to be here? Do you want to live here? Then let's do it. Let's do it all in. Let's do this. All right. Some of the topics today, probably going to do my best to get through. I'm not going to take any calls on Inspired with Q today, but I will take calls all of Project Review with Q. So we're going to do 3 straight hours here, and I probably make an hour and a half. We'll see if I can get some material out today. And thank you for listening. The topics I'm going to work on today with Inspired with Q. Forgive me, I don't believe I said it. Project with Q is the third hour. This is the first of 3 hours. Thank you. And they'll be in succession. We in the PRQ team, these light beings, realize we're probably going to do a show to show omnipresence, prove omnipresence, and we're going to do a show of famous dead people. And it's very controversial for me because we have to look at the past to improve the future, and I'm always working very hard to let go of anything that we've ever experienced to advance the world we want, the universe we want, the dimensional realities we want, etc. But after toiling with myself and others, we feel that proving reincarnation, getting it right, because you're all omnipresent. You're all of God, of source. And so that omnipresence is outstanding. Hang on 1 second. I have a disturbance. Thank you so much. One more time. Okay, so here we go. So famous people was one idea, and I can prove to you that John Kennedy and Elvis were the same light being. I can prove to you how transitional times work. All the way back to Plato, Nostradamus, etc. What if Plato and Nostradamus are the same people? The way you can observe it now is with harmonics and energetics. So on the PRQ team, there is a person, an individuality that has been Kevin Bacon and Jodie Foster. Been or is how omnipresent works. So how is it that a individual light being could be John Kennedy and Elvis and have transitional and overlapping times? And so that's the real manifestation that's been hidden from you. The way manifestations work is concurrent with your time. It doesn't, it there's no such thing as time, as you've heard me say. So how do we look at omnipresence is what I'm going to work on today, and its relationship with ascension. The other topics will be how the inflation financial system, inflationary financial system, why it is alien technology, how it works, why we keep adapting to it, why we think money is important, and the RV. I better put that down, otherwise I'll fumble it. As I'm inspired, sometimes the topics change, now, don't they? I'll show you that all disclosure has been engineered will be another topic. And boy, it pains me, but looks like the UN's poking its head up again for your propaganda. Sorry about that. I did my best. I'll talk about personalities, how we express ourselves, how the spirit comes into personality and why it's very valuable with emotions and how it can contradict itself. The other topic I'll be talking about is my spiritual friend says he is way more powerful than me. And stepping over the line, so to speak, using true knowledge and peace and so forth. Succession of creativity, Earth and others. I'll explain to you about the other planets, how they've accomplished succession through ascension, and why we can learn from other planets. And I'll do my best to give a summary of other planets on succession and how they did it for each ascension cycle. I'll talk a little bit about actors pretending to be a character. And multiple personalities and how the aliens work with that. The gift of freedom, I will be talking about related to confusion and depression. Being here through the ascension cycle, the big view now, and how we can see it from the outside, and then when I'm in the body with you, what it looks like from the outside. Better comment that. Being inside here is quite an experience, and I'll explain why it's so much different than where you come from. And of course, I will say it over and over again about circumstances. And then lastly, I'm going to talk about Saint Germain. Q, you did not. Yes, I did. All right, let's get going here. So with you as you, I command our spirits to have perfect communication and perfect knowledge for each and every word that I speak and resonate and transfer to you knowledge, more knowledge. As knowledge, all of us have this. And it's my great honor for you to take what you want and what you don't want. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Graduation from duration of multiple ascension cycles and ascension is very prominent for us, so that we get used to and comfortable that somebody's not just going to pull up the curtains. You're going to. And so more of us are starting to participate in timelines they prefer, because it just doesn't feel right. That makes more succession into ascension. So my apologies for the clubhouses that have said you've had multiple lives that are not in true succession of life, i.e. I have reincarnated as Jim and now I'm reincarnated as Bill is not in time. It's concurrent. It is exactly at the same time, as you've heard me say. So when we look at omnipresence, the value that I bring to you and the entire PRQ team and all the light beings I work with, be with as one, Lucia Nicole Evans, all the PRQ team, Asha. One of the values we comprehensively understand is that we can be multiple people at the same time, and you are too. So we'd like, and or I'd like to have everybody evaluate all of these people you've seen famous. So you want to use Prince, Robin Williams, and so forth. How is it they've overachieved in a system that was engineered to observe overachievers? So media, music, theater, you know, whether it's Christopher Walken or, you know, name your favorite super overachiever in exuberance of light coming through them, not intrinsics. The light that comes through them is very obvious. It's very natural for them to succeed in whatever avenue the society they come into. They don't have any doubt for themselves. So if you do look at John Kennedy Sr. and you do look at Elvis, you're going to see the same light being. But they did completely different things. So is the personality the primary driving force of the spirit coming through that physical body, or is the physical body, the brain, programmed to have that personality? And you all know the answer. So if I'm already engineered the best of the worst into this body, then my personality is only a perspective of the horsepower I'm pushing through the body. I'm doing my best to explain it. Because when I come into this body 150 times a second and I'm outside the body more than I'm in here, I can see how I've been engineered through the brain to have silos and compartments already built for me that I did not ask for. So when you see me making statements, see me as I see you, thank you, make statements about how they would program us in the industrial military complex and get us to do hyperspace travel, and they're just capturing a body and putting a governor on it, and then the spirit eventually will grow out of it. Doesn't matter if I'm more powerful. So we're all, they've managed the entire layer of humanity, engineered it so we'll have to, lack of a better term, we'll jump into a body that already has a personality more or less programmed in you due to epigenetics experiences from your family. And you'll favor that if you use the brain and or otherwise and indoctrinate emotions based on past experiences. So believe it or not, 100 of you prior to this you, when you got slapped in the face by the the playground bully, you would react very similar today as you did then. And that's, excuse me. And then that's one of the opportunities we have to observe. Where does that emotion come from? So one of the tricks that the aliens have engineered here is let's get a lot of emotions installed into a lot of situations. So when we talk about timelines on the previous show, how do we get stuck in these timelines that are not ours that we prefer? And I guarantee you there will be an emotion associated with it. One moment, please. So the timelines and emotions are one and the same. Certainly, I've been watching very closely someone very close to me go through depression based on other people's perception and other people's feelings. Because they can feel so much, it creates depression. So many of you healers out there, many of you people who can feel more information now, as I've stated easily a year ago, that as you go through the ascension cycle, it's real easy to get sick now because you can see how big this game is. So when we look at for the people.space, if you read every single article, you could now proof it to yourself, is this true or not? And unfortunately, you're going to see the truth in a lot of things much easier, which can create depression if you don't stay present in the now. So if you stay present and forget about the past, easier said to de easier said than done when people are shooting at you in the foxhole. But that's how ascension works, is we just quit participating in the past. We only create the future. And then, of course, you've heard me. Propaganda was engineered the way it is. Television, this very radio show. So if we record information and then listen to it, we actually can't tell if somebody didn't edit it before it got to us. It's only one internet, folks, isn't there? We're doing our best though, aren't we? When I see people going through depression and chaos or drama that is self-engineered by them, I do my best to explain what are you going to do about it if it does if it doesn't exist yet, why do you believe it's going to exist? Why do we reinstall this belief system in experiences that we think are going to happen just because something has happened? It's a phenomenon that you will only experience on planet Earth. And that's why I sung that song today. Something's not quite right. We have to get out of here. And I'm sorry that that is the overwhelming opinion of many. And now you can't. And it's right within you right now. You just do things that are fun for you and you prefer. Depression is a real easy one for me because as soon as I see someone depressed about a topic, I realize they're so self-absorbed they can't see a brighter future. So depression for me, suicide, etc., is really about someone being extremely selfish. Painful for me to say. When you're depressed and you're upset about what might happen, you are absolutely the most selfish being on the planet. And it's not your fault because you feel so much, you retain so much. So it's an interesting way of looking at things, I'm sure, but you're used to not thinking. And now here you have an overpowerful, you have a very, very powerful brain. Thank you so much. Look forward in the future that the PRQ team is going to start interviewing me, and I've asked them to grill me to the nines. Most of the team is very aware that they come from a light ship and have seen multiple timelines around coming to this planet and others. It's, we're all getting our memories back. Just they may give me accolades because I'm first, but that's not really true. We've all been doing this a very, very long time. And so that's my great encouragement to you all, that we're here now and we're increasing the light through the ascension cycle, and that is our job, is to hold the very special values of Source. And that is walking the talk. And the day I do not do these radio shows will prove that I'm not inspired and I've done my work and we had a good laugh and we've had fun. That day is not anytime soon. I'm having a blast and we're having so much fun with the Homestead work. It doesn't even feel like work. I'm just so proud of how diligent everyone is and can see the values of we're here now and let's really own it. Let's really own it here. This is ours. And do things with great care. And the way to improve, the improvement measure is your love of yourself with your inspiration keeps the advancement of planet Earth with you participating with it. And you'll have a lot of choices here at the end of the road. And yes, it is true. You will see many changes of frequency, whether you want to refer to a solar flash or the way Source pulses in here does have some fireworks, but it's really through you though. It's not, if you keep looking outside yourself, you're not going to find it. It's always going to be through you. I'll keep going on my menu here. Not being organized. All right. So I'll show you how the aliens work with your financial system real quick. So if I can get you hooked up on identity and title, as we talked about, and I can get you hooked up on means of exchange, the false metrics of values. How do you measure the metrics of value? You guys, not gender specific, you have to ask people, what is an ounce of gold worth? Well, it's worth a couple thousand dollars, US dollars. Okay, what's a dollar worth? Well, it's our currency system. So I probably ask that to every day I go out in public. What is a dollar? And they say it's our trading system. This is what we use. But no one can ever tell me what are the metrics that equate to $1 and or numerology in general. No one seems to know what numerology is. So this type of alien, for lack of a better term, dark magicians in this case, what they infused your body with epigenetically, excuse me, and they're fighting to do it again for this ascension cycle, is to get identity and numerology right back around in the genetics that you may or may not inherit on the backside of the ascension cycle. And this type of magicians, what they've done is created multiple financial resets. So are you getting an RV? You sure are. Except this time, the light is competing with the dark's engineering system of reevaluating the metrics of means of exchange. So now when you go look at cryptocurrencies or bricks or assets, timber, oil, gold, silver, the aliens actually know that you're going to figure out that is rigged too. So this type of black magicians who have done this many times, who live thousands of years, what they recognize is that you're going to have to use something because it's installed in you that you can't trade and barter. It's something's got to be worth something. And certainly when we go to look for properties for you all based on your emails and submittals, we just can't believe that someone wouldn't donate the land for you. So when we go and say we'd like to use this land to sustain life or be sovereign, give it to someone to be sovereign, it's almost impossible to find anybody these days that doesn't want a return on their investment based on a perceived value and measurement system. In most cases, at least in my cases, we're looking at property in America. And so I'm always surprised by that because it's so easy to see there's no value. Well, that was actually engineered that one day the bulk of society is going to say, man, I got duped. That's actually a disclosure tool that these black magicians, aliens, have used so that you'll adopt another system. And here you are 100 years later, you're getting ready to do it again. So that's my suggestion to take care is how do we start just sharing and sharing and sharing when our neighbor doesn't share? So I'm always looking for suggestions. How do we teach sharing again on a planet that's ours, that everything we've built is for each other, whether it's cars, clothes, etc., growing food. Why is it easy to give away the most valuable thing in the world? And when you go down the road and there's free eggs out front or a donation for eggs, flowers, why is that so easy to do, but we've got to get our money back on the vehicle we drive? We could argue that the food's a lot more valuable, isn't it? Sustains life anyway. Suppose transportation is needed as well, but pretty soon you'll be bi-locating anyway. Anyway, back to the way we look at ascension and the engineering of opposing ascension, money is an outstanding tool for that. Because I get you excited about the next win you get. So now when there is those energetics are powered by you. So if I can give everybody a financial reset, you're going to get stimulated and you're going to keep using whatever financial reset has been given to you. And by now you can see that looks like everybody wants you to keep using electronic currency, which is a tool to shut down electronic currency. So never forget that. So work the energetics of this change that's coming in its imminent, excuse me. You are changing very quickly now. In many cases, you don't have a choice in it. And I'm sorry about that because we still have so many hierarchical systems that are difficult to go around if you just use a very small portion of them. If you don't make your own milk, as an example, you have to go buy it. Well, that you'll notice that all of a sudden now you have cryptocurrency ATMs in your grocery stores. You'll notice that CoinSpot will redeem cryptocurrencies. Did you vote for this, by the way? Did you ask for this? Did you ask for the last money system? How come you don't get a say in your money? Does it really matter? Doesn't really matter if you're just using it for a means of exchange. If you understand it's just a means of exchange, well, why wouldn't we share the volume of it? That's what we want to do, is to play Monopoly every day. Don't we share and make sure everybody has an equivalent to keep exchanging? And that's an alien agenda, dark agenda in its own. Why wouldn't we all have the same amount of access to means of exchange? Well, then there'd be no competition. You wouldn't be able to keep identity alive and kicking. Title, 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 ownership, ownership, ownership. So it's my great suggestion that when you look at inflationary systems, interest rates, compared to deflationary systems, you now have an opportunity to see it work in real time, depending on where you are on the planet. So just equaling the playing field this next couple months, that is imminent, so that the people in Vietnam get sustainability, financial sustainability, and an equal rate as an American, as an example, and your trade is concurrently has equality. Does that solve any problems? Because you're still going to adopt another financial system. So that's my encouragement for us to really pay attention. What does this really mean if we all get a check in the mail and it's backed by gold, silver? What is the integrity of our society? What is the integrity of our society if we don't use our hearts to make decisions anyway? If we just throw money at things to solve problems, does not have a lot of heart now, does it? I just wrote a check, and Joe the plumber showed up and retrofitted my piping system. So in this case, in this example, we are paying for slaves. And these hierarchical systems are designed and engineered by aliens, black magicians, to enslave us. I just hired a carpenter to re-roof my house when we used to re-roof our house. Yeah, I realize when we get up in age, we need help. But in our communities, we would have never done that thousands of years ago. We would have pitched in as a team. Maybe we would cite the Quakers or Amish or otherwise. Maybe we don't agree with the religions, but surely I've said that too much. Anyway, as you are now going to see, your true inheritance is staying on your planet with your planet and knowing the succession and inheritance that you provide to the next generation, the children, through the ascension cycle, is really do not sell your property and remove the fact that you don't own it, because you don't, especially when you only live 83.5 years. So if we would stop, my suggestion in an ascension cycle here and an inflationary financial reset system, quit selling land, quit getting mortgages, no more loans. And that'll take away the stress and the worry that you have about time. All time was engineered by aliens. There's no such thing as time. Durations, deadlines, all of it is, you're very unfamiliar with time. That's why it's so easy to program you in succession of time. I'm late for work is an alien technology. It's embedded in your epigenetic system. It's embedded in the way the DNA records history. Your Rolodex of history, your constant history book from the very first generation of your bloodline. All of this alien technology, you're not used to that. And I'm going to help you with it. All disclosure has been engineered by aliens. They know you're going to figure it out organically, so they've decided to create an engineering program so that you will think, not know, versus what they're going to control under an incredible observation with your cell phones, computers, internet, television, media. All disclosure is engineered. Not one of it is new. One of my favorite people to listen to with mind energy will always be James Corbett, Corbett Report. So you can see how the mind, when it's parenting the heart, I have to be very careful. It's a very, very beautiful person here. That the mind can use the heart too, can go from the heart to the mind to the heart. And when they're both competing, you get some brilliant information, but it will still only lead to the same path. This happened, this happened, this happened, this happened, and this happened. So how do we stop it from happening? Easy subject, huh? But what I love about watching these people dance with their intellect is they can look at it subjective and teach us and educate us what with the alien technology they have engineered a way that you never will be short of another event. There's always going to be another 9/11. There's always going to be a president shot. There's always going to be all of these events on your news so that you keep doing it over and over and over. React, react, react is the game. As long as you're proactively reacting to information, is what the newspaper, the magazines, put them all, put every news story again, as I've said many times, in one bucket and read it all at once. Put all the for the people dot space, all the prepare for changes, all the corporate work, put them all in one bucket. And you're going to have the same answer. You're going to end up the same place. You can listen to me all day long. You're going to have the same place. And that is, you are going to make another choice based on reacting to information or proactively being inspired. And forgive me for the redundancy. Again, all disclosure has been engineered to some degree because, not to say somebody didn't see something in Area 51 that has not been disclosed, know the place very well. And I'm going to explain that the negative aliens that are still flirting with you, they can't get out of here. I do apologize that you had to hear me talk about issues that were happening in a geography a couple shows ago, and the people that listen to this show take my suggestion very seriously about defending us from aliens. Dark beings is what I mean. And so the way they cloak their vessels and mind control you in large metropolises, once I can get them clustered up and I can put a hint out to the people that listen to us, military and so forth, all over the world, it helps them because as light beings, as we come and go into your atmosphere, we can see more than they can, even though they have incredible technology, infrared and otherwise. We're another tool for them to bounce off information. And because they're using a conscious gateway, they can pull information when they need it if I allow them, so that I can have a peaceful life as well. And that's how the Q post had worked too, is just using a conscious gateway is great. And sometimes you have to hear me talk in riddles and rhymes. Some of those are codes, as I'm sure you figured out. And this is easier than making a phone call, emails, and so forth, because we have it recorded. It's on the internet. You get experience of me doing it, and we get to see the timelines being created that are proactive, that we all endorse. So, and that's why your prescriptions, subscriptions are so powerful, is now we get to utilize those as information. I saw this happen, et cetera. Even though we have collective consciousness, gateways, everyone's experiences are very valuable. Yet, if that's the case, Q, then how do I live in the future if these things are happening? Well, it does help steer some improvement measures. And so it's a tricky little game, isn't it? Moving on to the next topic. My spiritual friend says he/she is way stronger than me, stepping over the line. I wrote this down the other day. It was super funny. Working with the rest of the team. What what you may be experiencing with friends and family. The one, I know I'm preaching to the choir with most of you, because as you go through the changes, inevitably, you're following a cult. You've gone off the deep end. You're crazy, and you better put down the bottle or something like that. One moment, please. But I like this one a lot, because most of us who have gone through a percentage of the awakening process, if you think you're awake now, wait till you're really awake, because it is quite a ride going from A to Z, and you're not slowing down either. Not even you haven't even really begun. And that's a tough statement, and it's a very big statement. My spiritual friend is way stronger than me. Okay, so in many cases, I'll explain how this works for many of your friends. And I've actually talked to several people over the years who have said this, and that's why I'm bringing it up today, in that I can talk to my spirit guide, and my spirit guide says that I'm way stronger than you. Okay, that's one. My spirit guide, and I'll fill in the blanks. I was talking to Saint Germain, and then whenever I hear that, I go, did you get Saint Germain's identity card? Does he have a driver's license? Okay, so let me show you what's the most prominent way your friend says they're way more spiritual than you and farther ahead than you and way stronger. When you start using telepathy, whether it's through, you can use it through meditation, obviously, and absorbing other people's thoughts concurrently. So you can be mind controlled by the person sitting next to you because they've been abducted by another being that can transmit emotions and or thoughts into you. Now, I do not want you to live a life of fret and fear, because your Aunt Judy is very mean and she must have an alien. What I'm saying is, why is that you're receiving this information? Because there's a lot of Aunt Judys out there, as you can see. So how do we know that our thoughts are ours and not an alien abduction? Very, very tricky. So most of your friends that keep saying to you, I'm way stronger than you, in most cases, they are listening to a voice. I'll show you how it was done to us in the military programs. They're listening to a voice in their head that is so comfortable, so cozy, and it's such a great relationship, because these dark aliens are so good at running you through a pattern recognition program from your epigenetics that makes you comfortable that it's your spirit guide or your best friend, Saint Germain. I assure you, the higher dimensions, higher frequencies outside of here are not going to come into your head. They are not going to abduct you. No one is going to go into the neighbor's house and sleep in your bed when you didn't ask for it. Catch my drift? We have too much integrity when we're outside of these worlds. When we're outside of this type of body, you would never go and sneak in someone's mind, even an underdeveloped mind. You would not do that. But that is why this type of human was engineered, is so I could have that capacity and capability to put a satellite over your head, whether you want to call it a spaceship or otherwise, and submit information into your head. Notice that you did not get asked permission to have satellites on your planet. So you start adding these things up. Why do I have satellites on my planet? Because we're evolved now and we need to have telecommunications. You didn't ask for it, did you? You didn't ask for the space shuttle, which are war machines, to fight aliens. You didn't ask for Elon Musk to put up spaceships, did you? Those are all military vessels. He didn't ask for a space force. He didn't ask for aircraft carriers. He didn't ask for fighter jets. And you didn't ask for the slowest form of travel, and that's a Boeing 737. You could be going across the country in 5 minutes, but you're not. So it's my great encouragement to let you know, once you get these technologies, the first thing you're going to be able to see is you have the capability to leave, and you'll realize that you can live a lot longer when you live outside of time. And that's why we live longer as we get towards the end of the ascension cycle, is because we forget about being on time, being late. It all goes away when you see everything is rigged. Anyway, do my best to stay on topic here. My spiritual friend is so much powerful than me because they're being mind controlled. And here's how you can prove that your spiritual friend is being mind controlled, is because they would assume that they're more powerful than you, and I know more than you do, when all of us have the same ability to jump into universal knowledge. A lot of people like to call it isolated knowledge, like the Akashic Records. But once you have universal knowledge and you're able to pull from it in real time, that all of that goes away, because you'll realize that there's no hierarchy in spirit and or consciousness, your light body. There's only understanding that you're actually processing, observing it, assessing it, and so forth. I was doing my best to work with somebody this last week on how you know you're in perfect pace with the ascension cycle is nothing bothers you anymore. And you're always in peace energy. Nothing bothers you. You forget about everything instantly. As a spirit, you don't care about what has happened. I didn't say you didn't go through something. I said you're just a duck that wipes off water instantly. The circumstances that you participate in, didn't say they weren't real. It's how are you going to process the information, observe the information, and how did I get in that situation if I was doing everything from my heart? And you'll find that it's tricky, and maybe I'm not doing everything from my heart. Maybe I'm only doing things that I think are from my heart, but I can't tell the difference. And now I'm back to thinking it. Forgive me. Never thought I'd be a minister producing sermons. So your state of being is the only thing you have to favor. My being here is perfect peace. So if you can draw a T on a piece of paper, or you can put a line in the backyard and ask yourself, am I in peace or am I reacting to the past? And that line, left side is I'm reacting, and the right side of the line is proactive from my heart, is one tool you've heard me say many times. And it really does help. If you can just slow things down and like, how did I get here? And then you sing a Talking Head song. This is not my big happy life. This is not my big fancy car. As the days go by, as they would sing. Right, I hope that helps a little bit. Again, take from me what you want, what you don't want. And on the next, at the top of the hour, we'll do calls the entire time, any topics you want. It'll just be me today. There are some PRQ people in the house today, but usually they like to learn from what you say and ask me. And then, of course, regenerate more solutions. All right, moving on. Thank you so much for listening to me. I'll finish with, my spiritual friend is stronger than me. They perceive that they have more capabilities than you. What the true capability, the true horsepower you have is peace. So when they call you and tell you have less of what they have, you can prove to yourself that you actually are more powerful than them, because you don't not only believe that information, you don't know that information. It's not yours. So all information that I put out on this radio is not yours. Or is it? You'll know this to be true, or you'll say it's not true. I don't resonate with that. And it's always going to be up to you, because you're of God as source. You're a light being. All right, moving on. If you want to observe omnipresence, the most obvious ones, I'll show you a little bit how it works in this type of human. You probably have seen Da Vinci and many others model the human body. And so the arms are straight out, the legs are shoulder width or wider, and then the man is naked, so to speak, in a circle, much like a compass. And you'll see the symmetry, the symmetrics of a human. So most light beings, so if you do meet the mermaid, she'll be very symmetrical. If she put her arms out, her legs out, the other two individuals, 3, 4, 5, 6, the other 7 light beings that are here on the team, 8, they'll be very symmetrical too. And it's not to say that they would, a light being that's coming from another frequency of your universe is unique to jumping in these bodies, but it would favor the best of the worst in most cases, just like you do. So the reason I'm bringing that up is when you look at omnipresence, it works the same way. So if, as I started the show, if John Kennedy and Elvis are alive at the same time based on your perception of time, remember, how do you know that that's in real time and it's not omnipresence? So if I can leave this body and go into another body concurrently or be in two bodies at once, you perceive, how does that work? Well, it works with geometry. So as the Merkaba comes in a body and may or may not get all of its volume in it, it will pick more than one body to empower and animate. So if I have a match for one strand of Merkaba, if you will, that can now enjoy a percentage and or a volume of light in that body concurrently with another body, that's what we're calling as omnipresence. So that's why identity is so strong for the aliens, is because there's no way you're going to believe John Kennedy alive at the same time Elvis are the same person. Same individual, I should say. Same light body powering different personalities and different types of individuals. Different looks, different physicality. That's not true at all. And that's why I'm always working very hard to, let's say, make us re-aware of what incarnation and reincarnation really should mean. Because you're able to be in more than one body at once, and that's what the light beings that are here to help you, which you call us as angels or beings from other regions of the universe. That's what I really encourage you to proof all the time. So that just because we know we're doing it doesn't make us unique to you. You're doing it too. You're just losing your memory when you jump into the next body and the next body and the next body, even though you have multiple bodies living at the same time. Now, before you guys go Harry Carey, rest assured that's very normal for you to be able to do omnipresence. What's unusual for you is not to remember you're doing omnipresence. I hope that helps. Excuse me, thanks. When we observe omnipresence, I can tell you right now on the PRQ team, Kevin Bacon, Jodie Foster, that person on the PRQ team knows they were both and or are both those individuals. All right, so now how does male and female work? It doesn't really matter. It's really just a preference of the instant manifestation. Again, all of these, if you look at the ancient philosophers, gods, whatever you want to call them, whether it's Nostradamus or Plato, if that's the same person, you can actually see that their history, at least the little we know of them, proves that you had more capability back then because everybody had the same capability and/or an increased capability back then, as we're calling it, ascension cycles ago, which has, of course, been hidden from it. So omnipresence is extremely common. I want to be this. I'm going to be this. I am, and here you've lost that choice, and you're getting it back. And that is some of my great, great passions, is to make sure that we get our memories back, understand where we came from, understand what we want in this life and other lives, as we truly omnipresent ourselves in a planetary system and a style of humans. And it's tricky to put metrics to it because it's impossible to have metrics to it. And so some of the great scientists, maybe narcissistic scientists, they sit down with me and say, how do you come up with these scenarios when you can't prove them? And I instantly come back, how do you have metrics for trying to prove something that you don't know anything about? I usually start with the periodic table. So how many elements are in the universe? We don't know. And then I say, do you know that you have less than 1% of the knowledge of the periodic table? How can you say that? Because I know that. And then there's no way to articulate it in the English language and how these things work. And that's part of the dilemma with free energy, et cetera, is that if you've got just a hair more knowledge, everybody's out of here, and or the world is going to change very quickly. So that's the real gamut that we're running here, is hidden knowledge while you're getting your real knowledge back all the time. Thank you for listening to me, and thank you for giving me your time and your space and your day. Right, moving on. I'm going to talk about avatars pretending to be a character. Excuse me. I have to keep the throat liquidated. Oh, that's a financial term. Okay, avatars. When, I studied avatars a lot. They stay way away from it. And the reason they do is because they know they'll be terminated, or they will perceive they'll be terminated based on my presence. So if, as an example, if I'm aware of their process for hurting people is a true agenda, have about 3 seconds to survive in most cases. And what they'll do is they'll jump out of another body. They'll jump in from one body to another if they know I'm about ready to get them. So that's why I welcome attacks in many cases, is because then I can be, not to say I want to be attacked, but at least I know exactly when they'll jump. So the aliens that are abducting humans and clones, whatever you like, if I was to use a desire to go and destroy them because I knew they were killing school children, that would be enough time for them to jump. So they're pretty quick. So instead, and this is ongoing dialogue with Galactic Federation and others, why do you let them attack? Because I can't find them, is what my answer always is. But that delays them from jumping because they have to spend so much energy trying to attack me or the PRQ team. So if I can get them to show their face, they're dust. And many times they're invisible. Many of the PRQ team members sit and watch the realm right outside of our visual capability, and it looks like a fjord of them at times. And then other times they bundle up so much. You know, you heard me on the show Get Help a couple weeks ago. And once they get schooled up, that's when we have the best advantage of taking huge swaths of them away from your reality that in many cases you can't see. And it's getting better and better and better. Well, these individuals have figured out that they can't win and they can't lose if they don't fight somehow and or slow us down. And they also realize that if they don't fight, they're going to lose. And if they do fight, one way they can fight without being terminated is to subtly react to timelines and situations that are not necessarily ours. So they'll utilize people, or in my case, and many other people's cases, they'll utilize relationships around me. There was at least one call today on the earlier shows where that was occurring. Misdirection, redundant, repetitive information. You'll be able to see them more and more now all the time. So when we get these wild callers coming in saying fairly normal information, it's not always easy to see them as an example. So that's them sneaking up, trying to participate. Get me in the mix. You've seen it many times for years now, I'm sure. The reason I bring this to your attention is the gift of freedom from us to ourselves is recognizing that we don't have to participate with these individuals. So you'll start to feel when it's not quite right, when these individuals can't quite stay in our reality because they don't like just simple outcomes. They create a lot of drama around them. These avatars are short-lived now, and so that's why they're getting aggressive in most cases, and that's why there's so many ships showing up in your region or others otherwise, because this is the last stand. The last stand is not to get you to know that they are abducting your thoughts with your emotions so that you'll re-inherit the technology of remembrance for the next ascension cycle. So the last ascension cycle, roughly 2,000 years ago, the reason the dark was able to sustain life with us is because they got some genetics. They got some light beings to come back around, jump in genetics that would remember what time and identity was, but very, very subtle, like very super weak. So if we do want to measure time after death, after my death, you would have that first year or two, you'd be very free, very, very free. And over the succession of 100, 200, 300 years, you subtly sneaking in reference points around identity, title, what's your name, language, et cetera, literature, communications. And yeah, you got to be pretty fast to get us where we're at. And roughly, I'd say you have 88 generations here right now. So it doesn't take too long to get everyone mind controlled here at the end. Well, at the beginning, it wasn't like that at all. You were very free, playful. Even look 300-400 years ago, you lived very, very much one with your land. You had a very prominent relationship with the land. Yeah, you had some kingdoms, the Fourth Crusade, and so forth like that, but still, the land was your most prominent way you sustained your life. And, of course, money did not exist in the early days, and then slowly, incrementally installed. It's all alien technology. So that's really why you're seeing so much attention on you, whether you want to cite COVID or 9/11 or anything. That epigenetic scars is what the alien technology is utilizing so that you'll remember that it's here. And by the way, I need you to reincarnate and save the day. Learn some lessons. That's all BS. It's all garbage. It's all engineered. Do you need to learn things? Yeah, I guess I could argue that, but it's still an experience. You don't need to learn anything other than your heart, how to use your heart to make decisions. Yeah, let's see what else I have on my list. I hope that helps. Anyway, just look for these avatars that are coming into your politics. Look at these avatars that are coming in to your propaganda. My suggestion is you don't believe anything, you know everything. And I apologize for being so repetitive. We have so many new people coming on. This information is new to them, whereas so many of you, this is a normal day in and day out. It pained me to see a caller month or so ago. He said, I'm just constantly at war with these individuals because they can see who I am, because I have more light in me, he would assume. And he can see the demons, these avatars. And many people can't see the demon within a human being that have created a great avatar system. And how do you catch them? How do you work around them? And do you want to spend your life participating, fighting them when that's exactly what they want to keep them in your reality? What happens when George Bush Jr. becomes, Andrea Bush Jr. So the identity is a great tool for these avatars to hide because they just jump into another body and you can't arrest Andrea because she's not George anymore, etc. Oh, that brings up a very good topic. We had a great, really great person come into us today regarding working with the BLM, Bureau of Land Management. And what was so amazing about it was that he interviewed a BLM manager, and we're calling it Save George. And if I can get his permission to air it, it is unbelievably funny. But basically, he's got on record, he has BLM being made and basically being made fun of that. He's the only one that works in the BLM office in Sacramento, and he points out, yeah, this is an ongoing event on how we're going to have a resurgence of our freedom in America. It's on BBS Radio and Q, and this person has no clue what we're talking about, why he's working so hard to get his home patented and so forth. And then you can see when the gentleman laughs, if I can get this aired, you'll see that there is not a complete human in there. And it saddens me to say that because he was reasonably helpful, but the personality was deceptive, and you can see that the demon come through playing games as an avatar. And so I hope to get that up on air so we can start practicing where these personalities are being abducted. I'm going to call them personalities for now because it's easy communication. But if we do use Stuart Swerdlow's work as a model of 13 by 13 by 13 cube in your head, and I can program, hypnotize, install personalities and each subset and turn them on and turn them off, and then capitalize on being able to abduct the person at the same time, you got quite a tool there. And I'm excited to see some scientists come out to be able to do better description than I am on these short radio shows. But essentially, these avatars have made a brain so that that can happen. And there's somewhat of a nuisance. Anyway, in this call that Save George, we're going to call it Save George call, in this call, this person spent 39 minutes saying two things. And so you can see how they work. They don't really, they're just kind of a distraction. They know they have to participate and do their job, but they're really just playing with the person that's calling in to be a nuisance and so forth. All right, let's see if I got through my list. And any time you have a suggestion or ideas around these aliens, your examples, what you've experienced, I'm all ears, because I also attribute it to some of our major health issues on this planet, not only with our biosphere, but with our friends, family, and so forth. All right. I think I'm going to probably pull the plug today. I will in the future. Again, we're going to talk about dead famous people and how you can see how the light comes through them and how important that is in the ascension cycle. And then I'm going to, in the future, I'm going to spend a lot of time on what it's like living on the other planets through ascension cycle, what it's like to live at the different dimensions through the ascension cycle, and what it's like here to go through the ascension cycle, and how I make sure we all get the choice to stay or go. So that will our cues coming forward, I assume in 2 weeks I'll be doing that one. So until then, I will call it a day, I believe. Let me make sure I get through this. Why inflation is involved disclosure of internet. Oh yeah, let me finish with this. The predictive analysis we did with time traveling, so having the ability to time travel, having the military utilize time travel and so forth, it was assumed the UN, United Nations, would have a final weapon for you, and now you're seeing it in your reality. And they're a little too early because you can see that they're getting desperate for you to believe when your savior Don comes back, the military comes back and proves that you have to shut down your military from stealing, excuse me, your government for stealing all your money. Please look at Mark Skidmore's work, Catherine Austin Fitz's work. The missing $21 trillion is all engineered alien technology. Why is that? Well, so you get pissed off, shut down your government, shut down your country, and guess who's going to step in? The cleanest whistle you can find, the UN, who's designed and engineered to save the day. So all of it is a collective process, is very well put together. This is, don't think they're just winging this. The United Nations is alien technology to come in, save the day, give you a global financial system. By the way, every country on the planet is exploding their government because nobody can agree, nobody's getting along. Politics, 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 death, 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 COVID, COVID, COVID. All that chaos is engineered for the assumed United Nations to come in, fill every bucket with a turkey, chicken, I guess was the real story. Now you're seeing those papers come out now. And they're going to promote saving the day. And if they're not successful, they'll have somebody else. So the minute I create this timeline and communicate it, watch how they'll defend themselves. And that's why I'm bringing it up. So anyway, here's why this propaganda is just as deadly for me as it is from them. So now that I make you aware, and I talked to several esquires, attorneys in the United Nations, and who sat on Level One Society as well. It's nothing to knock about necessarily the organization. It's these particular individuals have an agenda. And if you can't see the avatars within them, what are you going to do? You can't do much of anything if they're just going to pretend to participate with a very loving group of people. Very difficult to see. What I will state is that if we aren't giving real-time help to people right now Why do we need a calamity? Why do we need more chaos in order to get help, support, services, love? So I'm no better than them promoting duality, am I? Or am I? Do we push back and start a timeline? Is actually engineered. Fight the bad guy. Fight the bad guy. Fight the bad guy again. So I hope that helps. Making ourselves aware that these hierarchical systems are still hierarchical systems. It's up to us now, and it's here for you. It's here right now for you, everyone. BBS Radio, thank you so much for your help today. And I'll take a quick break, and I'll talk to you at the top of the hour if you wish to call me. Thank you so much. I love you very, very much, and I'll do anything for you. It's a privilege and honor to get to spend so much time with you and get my voice with you and my feeling and care and heart with you. I can feel all of you, and I can see this is really growing in its momentum. It's just incredible to get to do this with you. Please keep following, keep participating, keep submitting, so that we can keep generating solutions for you and give you great care. Thank you for following for the people.space, for the spirit.space. That is a tool to, you can see where you're going. And BBS, I'll call it a wrap for today and take a little bit of break, and I'll take calls on the PRQ side, any and every topic, I will answer. I love you, love you, love you. Thank you so much. Out for now. See you in a bit.